The intensification of agriculture, which really took off during the so-called Green Revolution of the 1960s and 70s, was a response to a growing number of human mouths to feed. While capable of greatly increasing yield, especially in the temperate zone, it's not currently well suited to the humid tropics because of the problems of low soil fertility. It all goes back to that. It all started as population and market pressures started to push small farmers to reduce the length of the fallow and crop for longer, resulting in even greater and more permanent loss of soil productivity. This also accelerated deforestation as agriculture pushed onto more land. Increasing the crop yields without a fallow period relies heavily on external inputs, such as fertilizers and pesticides that are costly, and thus favor larger farms and wealthier farmers. Many smallholder subsistence farmers are just unable to afford agricultural inputs, and so they sell their land to wealthier farmers and agribusinesses. Those farmers aren't growing food for subsistence, but are focusing on a narrow range of cash crops grown for export, those commodities I mentioned earlier, like beef and soybeans. Those are the two main land uses for which the Amazon forest is cleared today. Sugar, coffee, tea, cacao, and bananas are also major crops from tropical regions. These commodities are grown in large monocultures and are mechanized, so they have high startup costs and they depend on fossil fuels. Besides massive deforestation, there's a suite of environmental problems associated with the transition to industrial agriculture, including widespread deforestation and pollution of water by agrochemicals and manure. Large-scale monocultures are more susceptible to disease outbreaks, requiring the use of harmful pesticides. Again, these problems aren't unique to the tropics. So why has this been allowed to happen? Well, industrial agriculture, with its heavy reliance on inputs, does result in a higher yield, and so it feeds a growing human population.